It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat, and I am so excited to be with you here today on 12radio.com. Today is June the 25th, 2024. It is 11:01 a.m. here on the central coast of steaming hot Florida. And I know many of you are warming up all over. The weather is just crazy. It is definitely a joy to be with you today. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook group. It is a private group. The outside world can't see what we're saying, but we can see amongst each other. You are welcome to join at any time and come on in and ask me any questions that you may have. I am excited that you're here. I'm going to come into the room and say good morning to everyone. And of course, I'm always refreshing so I could see you in a timely way. So happy to be with you. It's been quite the week. We have some baby vibes in the room today, I see. Ariana, good morning. I'm sure you're recovering. Catherine, good morning to you. Kat is due tomorrow. I'm so excited. I cannot believe you're still hanging in there. You should be running around the block right now while you're listening. Patricia, hello. Tara is back from her week. I can't wait to hear all about it. And Lara is here this morning. So happy to see you. I've been thinking about it. And, you know, this time of year, I feel like sometimes I'm backwards. If I have Patricia, hello to you also. Terry, hi. It's so nice to see you. Jane, everyone is coming on in. I'm missing Alishea. Hello. For those of you coming into the room, I welcome you and I'll come back and say hi in a little bit. I have been doing some deep thinking. And in the meantime, I don't know about you, but I am so grateful that that Cancer energy has kicked in a little bit to balance us out some, because I think that Gemini crazy month was a little too much on the uptake. So I'm excited to be a little bit more maybe calm. I feel more inner peace. I hope you all do as well. It is definitely getting warm. Warmer than we've had in a long time. I know for many of you, it's like that. So please be aware of your weather. Be aware of the patterns. You know, try to prepare yourselves to stay in good form and good health, to stay hydrated for sure. I've had a lot of little, memos of like dehydration or, you know, heat, like just being totally exhausted. Get more rest if you can and as you can, and really be mindful of it, because, you know, energetically, when these things happen, as a spiritual being, and you are all that for sure. I think somebody said to me the other day, are there people in the world that aren't? I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people in the world, unfortunately, that don't really get to go into a spiritual life. You know, they may be stuck in an existence of not really minding that they're living in I call it on the external, like this external bliss or whatever, until one day they may need to tap into what we try to tap into frequently. And at the same time, as spiritual beings or empaths, if you will, we have to keep that line of remembering that we're not victims of some sort, and remembering that we encounter people who may need to learn something from us, may need to grow from us, who may need to absorb something we're giving out. We're students and teachers, all of us in this land. And unfortunately, sometimes as empaths, we have to remind ourselves that we have choices to make. And so I'm going to weave another topic into this, so bear with me, but I've been thinking a lot about this because it's awkward, and I know how many of you have tried and tried again. We have choices of either a conscious choice, maybe a repetitive choice, or maybe a choice that becomes almost obsessive. Then we do it again and again and expect a different result. But then, in those conscious choices that we make as empaths, and I say empaths, but maybe there's a little mix of everyone, it doesn't rule anyone out. Everyone, I can't say every human has empathy, but as empaths, we know we have a little more than most, right? Or I don't know what the other side of that, well, we know what the other side of that is, but we're not going there today. We're going to keep it on the up and up and positive. We have to remind ourselves that in these conscious choices, we get to decide if we need to keep a boundary, set a boundary, create a boundary, or decide on those awkward moments of creating these lines in the sand, perhaps, or again, go into either a conscious choice or a repetitive choice or an obsessive choice or whatever that looks like. Against what we should be doing, making a conscious choice to create the life that we want to live. Do we always get what we want, and do we always learn how to manifest exactly what we want? No. Is manifestation better created or better, how do we say this? Better tangible manifestation. So, how do we touch what we manifest? How do we become alive in what we manifest in a physical world? Well, first and foremost, by sometimes having to make these conscious choices of creating specific boundaries, so we're not really allowing or permitting some of these other energies, entities, whatever it may be. Sometimes I like to call them daggers that come out of nowhere to slow us down or whatever that may be, and look like for you. And that could come in any way. That could come in negative intimate relationships. That can come in a nasty neighbor. That could come in a sibling issue. It can come in any way, shape, or form, a friendship that no longer serves you. Whatever these things are that can really take us away from co our course or the course that we want to manifest that makes the world a better place or bring an idea into our reality. As we're doing this, we forget that the stages of what we're trying to create and the manifesting that idea, how many of you have an idea, a goal, or a vision in mind that wants to be manifested in real time, but you're kicking and screaming all the time saying, I can't do it. I can't get out of it. I don't see how this could happen. I want to write a book, but it's impossible. We have this negative self-talk. And really, what should be taking place and what we know works is if you didn't have an idea to begin with, you may not believe. I gotta come get your comments while I'm talking. If you didn't have the idea to begin with, there would really be nothing to believe in, right? So if you have that idea and you want to manifest that idea, the first and foremost thing that happens is you believe in what you're thinking. You believe in this goal. You believe you can do this, and you have this ability to stay in that place of belief and through the process. And what we forget sometimes is that it's easier to focus over there than over here. It's easier to focus on that person's problem. Oh, I was going to do this, but this person got in my way. I was going to do that, and this got in my way. I got stuck in traffic. I got stuck in this. I keep putting it off. We have all these, all these excuses like a normal person. In the meantime, So when we make conscious choices within ourselves, we come back to that idea that manifests within us, and we say we have to really be willing to do what it takes. And we have to have patience, because if we don't have patience, then what do? We go on to the next thing, and our idea goes out the door, our manifestation goes out the door. But there was one little thing that I'm here to remind you about today that I really wanted to come to talk about, and that is when we have an idea or a vision, what do you guys think the main reason for it not manifesting to fruition is? Or what do you think could occur along the way? What do you think the demise would be of something that you dare to dream, something you dare to create, or something that you really want to happen? Short of Cat going into labor anytime now. That baby's going to be kicking and screaming later. But short of that, the things that, well, that's, I guess, an example. What are the things that we can't control? We may have an idea that we won't let go of our little narrow vision of, or that tunnel vision of, or that it has to be done this specific way. So when we realize through the processes of what occurs, we have to remember that it takes a form. If we give the universe all of its empowering energy to come into our idea and join with the universe, your higher power, whatever that may be, God, you know, whatever you believe in, what God means to you, what the universe means to you, if we kind of let go of our restriction and our policy and make more conscious choice to even let go a little bit, then what if our idea that we originally had in our manifestation turns into something massively larger than we originally anticipated? Instead of, no, I have to hold on to this thing and it has to be this way or no way. And that's the end of my story. So because it didn't happen this way, I'm never going to let it happen again. So when we go through these stages of manifesting, it's just like a cat. I'm using you this morning because it's just a perfect example of what you're going through with your baby. You had to conceive that child. We have to conceive that idea or that goal or that vision for our lives. There's a gestation period after it sets in, because we have a period of time where we have to let it manifest and stew. It's like putting all your ingredients in a pot and stirring the pot, right? It needs a gestation period, just like that baby. We have a birth that's coming now, Kat. We have that birthing of that idea now been stirred. It's been ripped apart. It's been put back to pieces, and now it appears. And we have these ideas and this manifestation of a goal. We just don't run out into the street tomorrow and say we're going to walk. We have to have all these other phases to get to the walking, to run out in the street tomorrow to take that walk. We grow up. We have early childhood. We have adolescence through the years. We have adulthood. Then we have maturity. And even when we get to that place of maturity with our ideas and we go through all these phases of manifesting, it somehow changes. It transforms itself. It becomes the death card, so to speak, because now we need to what? We need to again recreate that original idea to allow it to manifest to something even bigger and better, and to bring us to a place of a rebirth for a new beginning, time and time again. And every single thing that you do in your lives and that you want to create in your life has to go through the phases of everything that we just talked about. Like Kat's been, you know, manifesting this baby. She had the idea. The seed was planted. The conception began. We have so many phases of our development, so many phases of everything we want to put out to the world. And things change and things grow. And the only thing that I want to do is to encourage you to truly, truly believe in everything that you want to do in this world. Yes, doubt sets in, fear sets in. I had like this 5-hour amazing conversation the other night, which of course led me to coming back to manifesting some things, because we know how to manifest. And sometimes we forget that we can. And sometimes in these moments of, I say cancer is a little slower, I have to be patient with my cancer husband. But they, because I'm like on always warped high speed, and you know, they go a little, he definitely pulls me back a little bit and slows me down to really enjoy life. But at the same time, you know, you all know what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be this rapid speed, because we have the rest of our lives, right? And so when we start to restrict ourselves, when we start to have those doubts, when we start to go into these places of fear, we're forgetting that we're all in the process of what is to come. So I'm going to encourage you all through these hot summer months, through these phases in time and through these moments of maybe doubt or fear or anything. How about a long, I'm going to challenge you, a long ago dream or goal you had for yourself that's been buried or put aside. This is what made the conversation come up the other night. It was about what I started 40 years ago and am still changing and still altering through and still really deciding what it is I want to put out into the world in a form that can help others, because it's altered. It's challenging me to my core, but there's something. So I'm sharing with you because the question has arisen and I started to go on this war path of it, of manifesting again and really believing that I've had a really long adolescent life and I have to go into adulthood now, but I'm teasing you guys and allow this thing to mature so it can alter once again. But you all understand what I'm saying, and I wanted to bring it to you because I have written it all down to remind myself every day that every single one of you wants to manifest something. It could be the littlest something to finding the right physician, which of course is not little in the scheme of your world, to stay healthy, or finding the right veterinarian. Maureen, good morning. Michelle, good morning. Jim, good morning. Or finding whatever it is in the world, writing that book, creating that screenplay, writing that magic. Maya, good morning. Anything that you want to create in this life can be created with patience, time, belief, sincerity. Anything that you do in your authenticity is meant to be shared with the world. So I just wanted to remind you of that. I'm coming in the room. I know Florida. Patricia, good morning to you. And I want, if I miss you, Rebecca, Joni, Laura, good morning. I think I have everybody pretty much in the room. But if I don't, Pamela, hi. Carrie, good morning. You guys are all popping in here now, so I'm so grateful. And I am going to come in and start answering your questions, but I wanted to do the manifestation rant because there's something magical about the Cancer energy that really, it's like, you know we about Scorpios and their little mysteries. We know about Pisces and they're maybe a little bit, I'll say this nicely, C.A. Brooks, I love you, but I'm just saying this about Pisces. They can be chameleons. They adapt to their environment. They love, you know, but the Cancer energy is magical in a sense. And all the water energy is magical. There's no question about it. No matter how we slice or dice it, it is magic. But the Cancer energy really does come in as an inner strength of compassion, empathy, pleasure, or pleasing something, someone, anywhere and anytime they want to help. That energy is within all of us. That motherly, nurturing, self-care, all care, whatever that may be, it brings magic. So if you stay in that and you remember, it's going to sneak up on you when you least expect it. It really does help you manifest. So I think it's a magical time. I think it's a good month, you know, in our boring summer months, or maybe in our exciting traveling summer months, whatever it may be. I think it's too hot for, at least down here in Florida, but I know all over the world it's a little iffy on the weather. So we have to really look at that too, okay? I want to come to first Pamela. Good morning. So happy to update you on the job. They did find a spot for me, and I will still be working for the guy that I've been reporting to, and I'm thrilled. The biggest worry was not only wondering if I had a job, but who I might be working for. I am so very excited and so happy for you. And we all love this news with Cindy Beck. Good morning. And I'm super excited about that. So, Catherine, I want to send healing vibes. She asked for healing vibes. Of course, I will definitely be holding out some great thoughts and energy for him. And I'm sure we're all going to be sending some good healing vibes she asked for. And thank you for being here this morning. I'm going to come in, and I love good news. And I know we're going to have more of it soon. Kat, I'm really waiting for any hour. You just want to start jumping up and down. It's fine. I'm teasing, but not really. Does anybody have anything to say about Kat having her baby any minute or any day, we should say? Hold on a minute. Good morning, Kat. Maybe my fabulous invite for new professional income stream will hinge on the birth of my daughter's little baby. I'll spill the beans. She's the cat. Oh, that's due tomorrow. That's great, Joni. I love that you guys are together in this life, and it's so special. And congratulations to you both. Let me take a look at you, and let me see who's saying what. And Joni, let me look. She says, maybe my fabulous invite for a new profession. Oh, what the biggest key is to try to let go of that channel focus or that narrow idea. Because your little seed or your little idea can manifest into something so much greater, or maybe even a little off the beaten path than you expected to become what it is. And I really, truly believe that. We could be in the most unbelievable state of mind over some crazy thing. It's almost like I have someone very close in my life who wanted to manifest like investing in a pharmacy, you know, and it had to be Walgreens, but over and over again, and it couldn't happen, and this and that, all these deterrents, you know, but it wound up being CVS. Like, just an example, and this is like that's a mega example of somebody who, you know, has been in business for decades of her life and finally found something that she really wanted to do. In any case, the bottom line is it's just a mere example of what can come out of that tiny seed, you know? And try not to get stuck on that only idea I have, or that I only want it this way or no way. I only want this guy or no guy. I only want that woman or no woman. I hear it all the time. If I can't have him, I want no one. If I can't have her, I want no one. Why would you want no one? No matter what. Okay, true love goes a long way. But do we only love one person forever and ever? Maybe some of us are blessed with that, but some of us are not. And that's okay, because life, again, back to teacher, back to student, back to love, back to all these things that we're here to do and here to learn and grow from. All about relationships. So, speaking of relationships, Joni and Kat, Kat's due with her baby. I just want to take a peek at you, and we'll go from there, okay? Kay Dragon is in the chat room this morning. Good morning, Miss Kay. It's so nice to see you. Kay is one to listen psychic advisor. She's been mega, mega supportive and helpful through Stephen's illness. I'd like to mentions, but definitely amazing. Thank you, Kay. I know C.A. Brooks is here today. I know Terry Campbell's here today. Also one to listen psychic astrologers who I love, and they're here listening, our friends. All right, here we go. So happy you guys are confirming what we're sharing. I love that. Thank you for that. All right, let's look at the mama to be. I have a four in my head. I don't know what that means, but let's take a look at you. I think I pulled the sun card last time, which is the baby. And the birth and the cancer. Yeah, they're acting like out of nowhere. So I'm definitely seeing it's kind of happening. They're giving me a lot of force too. It's kind of happening under our nose. So I'm going with it. Okay. And let's just see how you do. And I definitely, what does mom think? Because they're saying mom kind of knows, or maybe mom has a hunch and let us know. Okay. All right. Lots of blessings. I'll be checking on you soon. Okay. All right. Maybe Joni, let us know what you're thinking. I'm wondering if they were a little tiny bit off on their days. So let's see. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and refresh and come back in, and let me see who's next. And Maureen, where are you? Maureen has been having an ongoing issue with her baby, Whiskey, her puppy. And I just want to take a look. And everyone, please feel free to ask any questions. I'm having a hard time seeing all of you. And just know that I'm trying to get to you, okay? You all are so supportive of one another. All right, Maureen, let's take a look at Whiskey again. Some news coming ahead, and they're still showing me better energy, but I definitely feel like you're on track. And it says you're not going to stop. I mean, you're definitely going to, there's obviously something, we know something's going on. You're obviously going to, I mean, she's definitely, you're going to have, there's, it goes from the moon to the sun. So whatever isn't revealed, of course, we're not, I have to do the disclaimer on the veterinarian thing, but whatever has been hidden is going to be revealed, and whatever is revealed is going to set you on a new course, okay? So hang tough. I know, I see your frustration. My heart goes out to you. I hate that you're going through this with Whiskey. I hate that Whiskey's going through this, but I really do believe that I do see the sun. So to me, from the moon to the sun, it means you're going to have a lot of clarity. Someone is going to be extremely helpful to you ahead. Surely a vet that's going to give you some answers, and also a really, really good path or a clear vision of what's to come next. Okay. I do see you feeling relieved. I love that you're feeling motivated to just keep going until she's good. I mean, I think you've done everything you need to do to find out, and then you're going to be having a conversation real soon. And I do think you're on track with what your thoughts are, okay? So, but now you just need a pathway to the goal. And I think you'll get that. I know it's been puzzling and frustrating for sure. And I see clarity coming. I think there's also going to be, I'm getting the World card, and to me, there's something out there for her. And it's like a bigger picture, though, broader sense. Let's see what they decide to do, okay? I almost feel like there's two things going on. So I definitely feel like we should do something, or they're going to do something to open that channel. There's two different things happening at once, which is why I think it's, you know, one thing's leading to another, or one thing's feeding into the other. So we got two things, and they're going to be able to sort that out. Okay, sweetie, I hope that helps. Okay. All right, let's take a look at Patricia. She says, good morning, Cat J and 1-2 friends. We barely made it through the night after the bad lightning storm last night. We got hit. I'm sorry you got hit. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, these storms are insane, Patricia. I understand. Let me just take a look at you moving forward. Seeing how you're doing ahead. I know we've been kind of bleeping on and off ourselves, but for some reason, I don't even want to say it. I feel like I'm a little superstitious about it because I have no complaints here. If we go out for 20 seconds, we go out for 5 minutes, we've been really lucky on and off, but it does go on and off a lot. So I totally relate. Let me just take a look at you, make sure you're going to be okay there. See if there's anything else you need to know. Okay, this is for Patricia. If anybody else has any questions, please go ahead and feel free to ask in the chat room this morning. Let me just take a look at you. I actually see good, Patricia, I feel really good changes for you. And then a little bit, you know, ahead where we're both located, or where all of us are in Florida. I mean, I think we got a stormy on and off little season here, but I know you're fine. So I also see some health really positive health energy, and then again having to take it easy. So what I'm going to say is, you taking care of yourself is amazing. For some reason, I see like an uptick in really good news, a lot of happiness, great care like this for yourself, and really getting into that. And I feel really happy energy ahead for not only yourself, but for your family members as well. So just keep it going, because it's almost like I want to tell you not to slack going out and about, because I think we can get a little comfortable with the times. But for you, I want you to just be a little bit cautious, you know, moving forward, and just kind of stay in that those times of self-care. Okay. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying. I just want you to avoid like other people's shit, like colds, bugs, like this. Like when you're out and about, stay cautious, because I see a lot of great health and we just want to stay on that course. Okay. And I hope that helps too. I feel like reunion energy also. It could be with an old friend. It could be with I don't know, someone close, family member like this. Okay. That looks really good as well. It's more external happiness around you, which I love. And when we experience that joy, you know, I feel that coming ahead for you. There's another thing. I think sometimes when we've had issues with others from the past, I think and this is another message with Cancer, because we get very nostalgic. And we may get over things. I don't know who needs, somebody needs to hear this, because I feel this deeply. Sometimes we get over things easier than others. There you all are. And we may forget that somebody doesn't, you know, or go through things. So when you're recovering or healing from maybe a relationship crisis, I think we have to realize that we can get triggered. Somebody else can get triggered. Go slow and steady wins the race. Because if we have too high of expectations through these things, and I don't know who's reconciling with family member that's listening right now, but I feel like somebody is. Go slow, because I think it takes other, you know, people some time, you know? And I do believe it's important to remember that not every one of us are at the same pace. And so some of us get over things faster than others. And then, you know, so I believe that. All right. I don't know why. Patricia, I'm at the tail end of you, but I'm not really speaking to you. I'm speaking to everyone. I just came in. Maybe something from the past reminded me of bringing this up for someone here. And, if not, it could set us back. We don't know how sensitive the situation is. There's something about this, okay? All right, let me see who's next here. I just saw somebody I wanted to take a peek at. And so through our nostalgic times, through this Cancer cycle, I also think it's good to reach out if there was someone that you've wanted to connect to and haven't, or maybe to check up on and didn't. I think it's important that you do, okay? All right, let's take a look at who. I saw somebody I wanted to see. I feel like I'm missing someone. Has anyone asked me a question that I'm missing? It is time to have fun. I just look at July as an excuse to eat ice cream. So for me, it's that. But I'm teasing, but not real. I'm not really teasing because you'll find me eating it most often. All right, let me see. That is definitely my demise right now. I admit it. It's again going back to the conscious choice, the repetitive choice, or the obsessive choice. Pick one because all of us as humans are going to choose one at some point or another. So, what do you think, right? All right, let me just take a look at who's next. I had someone, I'm probably pulling another Gemini moment on you guys right now because I saw somebody and I can't find them and they're hiding. Maya, I'm going to take a look at you real quick and then I'll just keep moving and see who else is popping up because I feel like I started somebody in my own mind and then just jumped. But that's okay. Sometimes it happens. I know who it is, Michelle, too. Okay, here we go. It was in my head. Here we go. Okay, Maya, this is for you. I'm sensing that you are becoming not only stronger in yourself, but really have become with an ability or almost a gift to overcome certain circumstances and moving forward. I see even more of this coming through some challenge and definitely achieving that as far as coming to a better place with yourself in every way. And the outcome from that is a really good now between now and the early autumn, late summer, early autumn, so late August, September. I always say after Labor Day, to me, it's like done, new season. But I feel right between late August, early September, between now and then, Maya, some things are going to change for you in your business, in your work life. And I truly, truly feel that. So I think that you're going to get, and it could come even sooner, but let's just say between this whole season, your work is going to be on the rise and your happiness or stream of income and or those pats on the back, all of these amazing things are going to start showing up for you after this period of time that was kind of you're taking care of yourself or better care of yourself coming up ahead. I feel really good about that. I think it's going to pay off. Anywhere you put your energy towards comes back to you in a really positive way. And whatever was stressful is going to become easier. You're actually being protected around timing. And I feel really strong about this. It's like not going too soon, not missing the boat, not, yeah, they're showing me four. They're also showing me something else in 4 months. Or maybe 3 months, but if somebody invites you to a event, shower, wedding, gathering, birthday, and you really wouldn't go normally, please attend. I think it's very important. Later on in the year, I do see a fire sign coming into your life, and I love what that looks like. I think sometimes letting go and letting God, like that whole releasing thing of what you've done. Brings you to this inner strength and this divine order of like nothing stopping you from reaching your goals ahead. And I love that. And I also get a lot of happiness between now and then. So it's almost like the stave, like the wands, and you're kind of riding your horse with a wand in your hand. And I feel, oh, she just said, is it a good idea to fly to a celebration of life? Yes, I wasn't going to say yes. Don't be concerned about it. I really, really feel that you have to go. I didn't even see this question, and I'm over here talking about this gathering. Okay? Please attend. I have no idea why. It's a very aligned message, and you're supposed to go. And I'm sorry about the costs and all, but I think you're going to be okay with that, okay? I hope that helps. Yeah, Maya, I feel good about all this. Okay? I think that was the biggest message. Anyway, you're gonna have a great coming, the season's gonna be awesome, especially after that. So you may be a little up and down until then, but it's okay. But you're supposed to go to that event or that gathering. I'm not cold about what you said about it being a celebration of life. I understand, but I definitely feel that. Something else. There's going to be another invitation from some. It almost feels like either right away, or perhaps a meeting with someone you have there, or another invitation, or something like this. I definitely think you're meant to attend that celebration of life. Okay. And thank you for writing. Okay. I was saying it at the same time you must have written it, and I didn't go in and see it yet. But I am. Sending you lots of love, and please come back and share and let us know how you do. And following that event is when I'm talking about all this work stuff. It's like amazing. So I really do feel like you're coming into a good place. Right, let me see who is next. Michelle, where did you go? All right, I'm just gonna. This is for you, Michelle. Michelle E. You're going into manifestation mode yourself after feeling a little sidetracked for a minute. And also for I feel like there's something coming up. You're going to be upgrading your self, your like physical health also. I feel this strongly, and I do believe that it's I don't know, maybe there's something that has to get done that you don't want to do. It's almost like you have to go to the dentist. That's what it feels like to me, but something that you have to do is going to be like really good for you to do, and you'll overcome it. And I'm giving you an analogy, but I also feel a lot of healing going on with you in the layers as well. And like for some reason, your dad or your husband, like this type of male figure, I'm giving you example, there's something about it too that's also coming through me. And your faith has been tested, but you're really deepening in your faith. I truly, truly believe this, and I hope it all makes sense. I think everything's going to be okay, ultimately, but there, whatever has been giving you strife or an internal like, oh, I got to do this, I don't want to do it, or oh, something's coming and I don't want to go through it, or you have fear around something, you're going to really meet the challenge and overcome it, okay? There is a lot, you know, sometimes when we work on the outer layers, we start working on the inner layers without even recognizing it. Old triggers come up, old wounds come up. Maybe there's people that are perhaps leaving, someone leaving your life or and someone coming up. Sometimes we lose a loved one from years ago and then all of a sudden their spirit energy just shows up out of nowhere, or we have to deal with certain things that have occurred from a past human or connection in our lives, okay? I do hope that helps. One sec. I feel like you're really, there's something about this phase of your life that's going to be really, really gratifying at the end of the day. And if you feel like you've been fighting for something internally or externally, even, I feel like all of this is going to be overcome. Okay. And I do hope that helps you. Let me see who's next. Thank you, everyone, for participating today. And I just want to see who I'm missing. Yeah, sometimes we go through these more challenging topics. That need to be addressed, and a reminder that nothing really stays the same. Sometimes we don't know how our joy is going to show up or our happiness, or, you know, we get stuck in like, we want this specific thing, but really it's this other thing that's going to bring us joy. And really only the universe knows, God knows what you're doing, you know, whatever you believe your higher power is. And so we tend to say, maybe sometimes before thinking about the grass is greener on the other side, it may not really be. So you take a step back. You think about your options. How many of you thought you were going to do something and were really prepared to do it? And you really thought even about ending a relationship or not ending a relationship. How many of you were at wit's end around ending a relationship, and then step back and chose to stay? Or step back and said, I'm going to give it one last shot. And the most amazing experience occurred, or the best relationship, you know, or whatever that may look like to you. Just taking a step back. Remember, conscious choice, repetitive choice, obsessive choice. Which one would you choose if you had to choose one of the three for your life? You know, think about it. I feel like it's so very important right now. Denise, good morning. I will definitely get with you in the future soon. I just saw you now, and I don't have a total too much time left, so I do have to wrap it up. But thank you for being here, and I'm glad you're with me on the ice cream journey. I wanted to pull, I pulled the Eight of Wands, so we know that we're getting new. Something's going to drastically come into the picture here in a rapid way. So be ready to get on the move there. I love the Eight of Wands too. Lots of writing, energy, interviews. I love that. So the Eight of Wands, I would focus on that card for you right now for the week. Let's get some communications going. Things are going to start picking up pace. You're going to be moving in the right direction. I love that. Okay, everyone, I must go. Thank you so much for being with me today. Thank you so much for being here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Thank you, Jay Varvel, for being our producer. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Say Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology, followed by the rest of our wonderful Tuesday lineup. Bye, everybody.